from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Celtics majority ownership group led by Wick Grousebeck is planning to put their stake up for sale. Jay, you got any money to spare? No, this comes following the franchise's 18th championship. The investment group purchased the team in 2002 for $360 million. Have that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I don't have enough.
And the Suns, just by the way, were sold last year for $4 billion. So a lot of money there.
Let me check my backpack. Hold on a second.
Okay, I'll give you a second.
Wow! We were just talking about this off the air. And if you're unfamiliar with the breaking news, Wick Grousebeck selling the team.
He's ruining everything.
It was it's a wild day out there. Wild in the sports take streets. But I was trying to think of the last time I was this surprised at news. Like, I'm driving in, I'm listening to Gresham Fourier. Already the Bruins had made two signings. Significant ones. We're like, all right, well, we'll obviously talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Lindholm and Zadorov, and we'll get to those. Derek White gets an extension. We're like, all right, we'll add that to the list. That's a big story, too. And I hear the breaking news sounder. I'm like, what's left? What could it be? My guess was a Tatum extension, which to me, I really didn't think was all that big a news. We'd hit the breaking news sounder, but like, that's the only thing I could wrap my head around. My only guess. You know the Red Sox aren't going to make a trade, for God's sakes. It's not them. Patriots don't spend any money. Bruins had already spent all their money.
Celtics already re-signed Cornette. So, you know, all the big stuff taken care of.
What could it be? It's Wick Grousebeck selling the team, which is just, again, shocking. We were trying to come up with the last time I was this shocked. Mego, you had a good one. What'd you say?
I said, I believe it was when the first part of the Ime Udoka story broke about him being suspended from the team, because it's one of those stories where it comes out of left field. There's no rumors about it that were openly shared. You didn't even know that this is something that was supposed to be in the realm of possibilities right now for
Forget
this ownership
rumors
group.
About it. Forget rumors about it. The owner just came out and said, I want to be paid in parades. Plural. You're going to hear later on in the show, and we'll get to your phone calls. Immediate reaction on this. Phone line's wide open for you, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Wick selling the team. What does it do for the Celtics big picture? What does it do for them in their chances to repeat next year, where they've already laid a lot of foundation for next year's roster, the White signing included? How about their dynasty window? How big is their window? We can get into all of it again at 617-779-7937. You'll hear Wick talking to Dan Roach, talking about, I got to design a ring next, and all these things. So, like, quite the opposite. Forget rumors. The owner's talking about what he's going to spend and how he wants to be paid in parades and how it's going to be going on for a long time. And You know, they had a 6-year window. He said that earlier this season with just this group. It's like the way he had been talking is the complete opposite. So what happened? I mean, legitimately, what's going on? What happened? Here's the statement that the Celtics put out. And this is in the last, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes. So Woj had the initial report, which, again, absolute bombshell of a report. The Celtics majority ownership group, led by Wick Grosbeck, is planning to make the franchise available for sale. Sources tell Adrian Wojnarowski. The investment group purchased the team in 2002. What did we say that purchase price was? $360
million? Yes.
Okay. Massive development for one of sports' most valuable properties.
It's worth a little more now,
I would say. That's the initial tweet. Mego, you were telling me it's valued at 4.7, something like that?
Yes, I looked this up right before the show. Forbes had it listed as the fourth most valuable NBA franchise. This is before the championship season started, so October 2023. They were valued at $4.7 billion.
Okay, so there you go. Celtics put out this statement. Boston Basketball Partners LLC, the ownership group of the Boston Celtics, announced today its intention to sell all the shares of the team, which means... Wick, I would imagine, Pags, everybody, right? Rob Hale, they're all going to sell their ownership shares, I would think. The controlling family of the ownership group, after considerable thought and internal discussion, has decided to sell the team for estate and family planning considerations. A lot of people assuming, and I think we were looking at this earlier, you got to wonder what's going on with Wick's family, his father. Is 89 years old. The managing board of the ownership group expects to sell a majority interest in 2024 or early 2025, with the balance closing in 2028, and expects Wick to remain as the governor of the team until the second closing in 2028. So, I'm not well-versed in this sort of language, but my guess is Wick sells his stake first. There's a majority owner in. You round up all the cash with minority owners like Wick did, whether you find your new Pags and more investment. And then by 2028, rather, the whole sale is finalized and over and done with. And so 4 years from now, there's going to be a full-on new ownership group. And by 2024, late in 2024 or early 2025, Wick's going to be out after winning a title. What's going on? Like, what's happening?
The biggest question to me is, what is the timeline of putting together this exit strategy? Because as you said, there's been this messaging directly from Wick over the last entire season, even before the season began, about this window for championships and the investments that they're making in the team and being paid in parades. And some of that just ramps up as they're winning and it's exciting. But you go back to things that he said in, I don't know, December, and you think this kind of large scale exit, and as you said, it seems to be tied from the language that the Celtics shared, tied very personally to the families involved in ownership. Like, this isn't something they just cooked up once they won the championship. It's not like, I can't imagine that they sat there a couple weeks ago and said, okay, now's the time to sell. This has to be something that they were putting together as a plan for, I don't even know. I'm not rich enough to know. Like, it's got to be months and months and months, if not, years of putting together an exit strategy. And so it's a little confusing to me that the language has been what it's been about, we're going to be the stewards of this team for the better part of a decade. And now it's, we're going to be in transition here for a little bit, and you're supposed to be winning championships.
I'm looking forward to Hillman being the next owner of the Celtics. I think Hillman, Ernie Bach Jr., and the rest of that group, I think, should make
it.
Okay,
but seriously, who's going to buy them? In all seriousness, is it going to be an out-of-town owner? Like, one of the things we liked about Wick was that he was local.
Right.
That's the thing that people like about Kraft. Are we going to have another Jeremy Jacobs or another John Henry?
You know, a local billionaire that could be interested in this?
Who?
Jim Davis, the owner of New Balance.
Sure.
That's a guy who could, that's the business that he's in. I don't know if he could do it himself.
Okay,
he probably can't. He'd have to get a bunch of investors
but
together.
So that's the point.
There's billionaires around.
Yeah,
town,
no, of course. Look. There's one very unpopular one,
right,
who's an out-of-towner, but here now, who owns the Red Sox. And, I would imagine he's looking. Like, I'd imagine he's in the mix. He wants an NBA team, right? That's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's been written. That's been publicized. And he works with LeBron James, who wants to buy an NBA team and own an NBA team.
He doesn't want an NBA team where the whole starting five is signed a long-term contract, so he probably doesn't want that.
Probably not. But, I don't know. You don't think John Henry's going to kick the tires on this? Of course he is.
I think he certainly will.
And so who buys them? Who can buy them? Is it local? Is it outside? Is it a private investment in firm? Is it overseas money, which we've talked about before?
Like, oh, boy.
Like, you're laughing?
No, I'm laughing because I really think it's all in play and it's going to get crazy.
So, like, and to localize it, not just who owns the team, but what does it mean for the team? Like, we were talking about this team being a dynasty. We're talking about them repeating. What can go wrong? Look at the core. Well, now all of a sudden, you don't even know who's running the team anymore. You don't know who owns the team anymore. You don't know who's going to pay the bills. Wick can't pay the bills, it sounds like. And so, who is going to come in? Are they still on board with this strategy of just blowing the luxury tax out of the water? Whoever buys this team better be. They should be. So, I don't know. There's a lot of questions that come out of it, and we don't really have a ton of answers.
Yeah. The only thing we know for sure is that the one owner that we didn't want to sell their team is selling the team. Like, that's basically all we have to go on right now. And I think that, you know, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. We should have known that as much as we gassed up Wick Grosbeck over these last couple of months and talked about how he's such a great example and how all the other owners should be doing what he's doing, this just seems like one of those, this is why we can't have nice things situations. Like, the one guy that we're looking at, the one guy we all believe in, the one guy who's trying to revolutionize the way these owners look at their team.
That's true.
And all of that is now suddenly faced with the bill and thinking, you know what, I mean, I got to get out of this.
I was prepared to come in today and applaud Jeremy Jacobs and go, right, well, look, he might actually be doing what Arcan's been asking the Red Sox to do or the Patriots to do, which is follow the Celtics model, spend some money, bring in some talent. Like, you can't go over the cap in the NHL like you can in the NBA, but you can spend to the cap and you can bring in some impact talent. And I was about to applaud Jeremy Jacobs today before this news with Wick for adopting that Celtics model in some ways. And so, yeah, the most popular owner in town. No questions asked. The most popular owner in town. I think you ask any fan in this city, the best owner in town, the only one we really even like, as Arcan said. And now he's out, and he's selling the team. And it could be gone by late 2024, early 2025. Like, that is wild. And that was not anywhere on the horizon. In fact, Wick Grosbeck was saying the opposite. It feels like just a week plus ago, at the parade.
They haven't even picked up all the confetti yet, and he's selling the team. Like, this is unbelievable. And it sucks, too, because now all John Henry, Robert Kraft, all them can be like, see what happens? You spend all this money, and all of a sudden you can't keep up with it. This is why we're acting the way we are. This is why we're running the teams the way we're doing it, is because if you don't, you end up having to sell because you overextend yourself and you pay too much money. See, we were right all along. And that sucks. I mean, that really sucks to have them sort of feel justified by running their team in a way that is counterintuitive to winning, while Wick's out there spending and the team's winning and having parades and everybody else is going, see, you can't run a business like that.
I'll say this much. For the position that the Celtics are in as a franchise right now, everyone's, you know, huffing and puffing about how they're going to be in the second apron and all of this. You got two Supermax deals that one is going into action, and then they're definitely going to give it to Jason Tatum. And I think it's just kind of pie in the sky thinking that you're going to have some benevolent local guy or group of local people who come in, buy the team, and treat it with the level of respect and, I guess, like a fan that Wick did. I don't want to like pretend like, oh, he's like the greatest owner ever or anything like that, but he's done a pretty good job of maintaining the product even through some of the lower times.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's not also pretend like he's been in the luxury tax every year. This is one thing that, you know, right, like, it's he barely was in the luxury tax a year ago. He's just about to
but he's made rebuilds tolerable.
He's about to go way into the luxury tax now, and now he's selling the team. So, like, I don't want to give him too much credit, but he's definitely the most popular owner in town. He's the best owner in town. And he made a crap ton of money off this, and he's looking to cash it in. And so when you say let's not be naive about things, this is the one sort of thing that really can change the window for the Celtics. It can close the window for the Celtics or start to close the window for the Celtics. If you're not going to pay for the talent that's on the team, then what good is the talent on the team? Like, if a new owner comes in and says, well, yeah, I like this, but I'm not paying all these taxes. Let's peel off contract X. Let's peel off contract Y. Let's trade away player Z. Well, now all of a sudden, all the talent we're so confident in, the team looks totally different. And so, yeah, that's just a staggering, staggering twist. And I can't help but connect it to the basketball court. Like, they signed Derek White today. They're going to sign Tatum, we think, right? Ryan asked in my ear, is the Tatum extension a foregone conclusion? My answer would be yes. If I'm buying this team,
yes, I feel that way.
I don't want the Celtics without Jason Tatum. So my answer would be yes, but that's just a guess. I don't know that for a fact. So, yeah, I can't help but connect this right back to the basketball court for this year.
The way the day's going, like, you know, it's going to be like, oh, Jason Tatum requests a trade from the Celtics. I'm like, oh, okay, let's do it. You know,
that is true.
That's the way the day's going. So anything's possible. But I think that he'll still get his contract. I don't think that this should affect a repeat next year. This is all going to be a transition moment. And I think, if anything, without getting doom and gloom, that makes me nervous because I don't want anything to be in transition for a group that is contending and contending and contending.
Let me give you an example. What if they've fallen off a little bit at the trade deadline next year? They're not going to be bad, but like, let's say they're not the best team in the league. And we look at it and go, oh, the Porzingis injuries really hurt him, and Horford looks his age, and maybe they have another injury somewhere in there, right? Jrue Holiday's not young. And the new owner's coming in and going, ooh, you know that luxury tax bill? Might not be worth it. And so I think it does impact the team next year, like potentially impacts the team next year. If they're rolling along and they're on pace for another 60-win season and outscoring their opponents by double digits, and it looks like you're going to hang another banner, I don't think anybody's coming in to break it up. But if they don't look that way around the trade deadline, I could see them selling off pieces and looking to duck under an apron or two or move a piece off. I could absolutely see that.
So like, that's
especially if it's getting in the way of a sale. You know, I mean, like they said they want to be out by 2025.
Isn't Ishbia about to do that? Like, isn't Ishbia about to start peeling off pieces and feeding? He just bought the team.
Yeah.
He's about to start peeling pieces off. And so he also...
They also didn't just win the championship.
No,
yeah.
That's true. But, like, new owners come in and do this all the time. Like, I would hate to think you get to, like, a Marlins level where you're winning a World Series and then a year later you're pairing off pieces of the roster. I would hate to think it's that. I don't think it's that. But we don't know who the owner is. We don't know when they're coming in. We don't know what their vision is. And that's a major, major question mark on what we thought was... real solid footing. Like, okay, start counting the titles. Will they repeat? I don't know, but they're going to win more than one. They might win three. They're going to be a dynasty. That was all of our expectation. Mm-hmm. That was the expectation of this show. Not everybody in the city. There are actually a lot of people who said, no, this won't be a dynasty, which surprised me at the time. But
maybe they knew.
Maybe Wick was one of those people.
Maybe Wick was just voting over and over and over again.
If he thought it was going to be a dynasty, wouldn't it be worth more in a few years? Wouldn't it be better to sell in a few more years after you've won two or three more championships?
He might not. That was weird. Arcan, he might not
have... I know, that was
weird.
I was like, who's Christian?
He might not be in a position where he has much of a choice.
That could be.
If this is tied up in family trust stuff, I have no idea. I don't even know if those documents are something that you can publicly find, like, with all of this. But it might be something that has been pre-written. Or, there might be language in there where this is how it works. And now this is like the mechanism. And so we can't say, oh, let's put it off until next season. Let's put it off until 2 years from now when Jason Tatum's contract is at X.
Estate planning. Like, I mean, that's a key word
that's
of that
what
passage.
It says in that.
That's a key word of that whole statement.
If you've ever been in a family that goes through any of that, that is the most tangled up crap in the world. Like, people spend years going through court documents with that.
So... right. Maybe it's not, hey, we want to cash this ticket in because they just won and they're valuable and it's all locked up.
But usually
and you know
they want to keep it in the family, too. I mean, like when it's estate planning and they have a big asset like that, they want to keep it in the family. They don't want to just sell the whole thing. That's not, I don't think, usually how those things go.
That's
the Steinbrenners kept the Yankee. I mean, like, you know.
It's true, but that's why I'm saying I don't think that this is something that could have been cooked up in like the last 6 months. I think this was probably an exit strategy, and this is just total speculation. That it's just an exit strategy that they've been trying to put together with their private wealth managers and whoever else for a long time.
If they were doing it for a long time, we're trying to maximize money, then why would they spend it? Why would they throw out all these contracts? Why would they be doing all that? I guess, but if they want championships, then why are they selling the team? Like, it doesn't, something about it's not lining up for me. Like, something about it just seems, and maybe you're right, maybe it's all just legal documents and things like that, but they weren't treating the team like they were trying to get out. Like this last year, 2 years, they weren't running the team like they were trying to, you know, lop off all this extra money and sell for the highest profit. It doesn't seem like that's what they're doing at all.
Okay, so am I misreading the statement? Because Wick Himmelsback had a comment where he said it's only Wick's group that's selling and not the rest of the minority owners. Kyle on Twitter says at Jones WEEI, it's Wick's little group that's selling. Little group, it's the majority. Not the other minority owners, it's just Wick shares. So I thought in the Celtics statement that kind of pushed back on what Himmelsbach had, and I thought a subsequent Woj tweet did the same, but perhaps I'm misreading that. Maybe it is just Wick's group. And Wick is staying on as governor until 2028. But I think once you're out, you can be governor. Like Mark Cuban is running the Mavs. But he's not actually running the Mavs.
No,
like I mean, they're letting
he's
him
like
do
their
it.
Mascot.
They're letting him do that in the interim. But at the first time, and who is it? Sheldon Adelson's isn't it Adelson's money?
I think so.
I think that's who that is. Yeah, thank you. Thumbs up in the back. Like, the first time they disagree with Cuban, guess who wins? Not Mark Cuban.
Right.
And so you can be the governor in name only until 2028. I don't think you're going to be running this team. And so, I find the news to be very out of left field, very shocking. And you can jump in on it. 617-779-7937. The Celtics raise a banner. They get banner 18. They've been talking about it since they won in 2008. They finally get it. They have the parade. Oh, we want to get paid in parades, plural. And now, a couple of weeks later, Wick is selling the team. So how do you feel about it? Who do you want to buy the team? Keep it out of John Henry's hands. I think we all agree with that.
Just try and stop me.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Mego with Arcan here today on WEEI. By the way, our Celtics coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. You can switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get to some phone calls here. Barry is in New Bedford. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm not stunned by this. I saw it was coming, the new CBA, how everything is playing out. Even the richest guys in the league are dumping salary. After next year, if they just give Derek White his contract extension, they're going to give Tatum his supermax. After next year, 25, 26, the Celtics' salary and tax will exceed over $500 million. That is an NBA record. They don't own the building. They have limited resources. Their local TV deal is, I think, locked into 2031. So they're going to be money-wise limited. So whoever buys Wick's share of this team is going to look to put a wrecking ball to it quick, because you cannot – nobody can sustain that type of tax and salary number long term. So whether it's trading one of the Jays or doing something of that nature, it's coming. And I saw it coming when he started handing all these contracts out. And I knew when the new CBA was going to come out, Jones, you're going to start paying. You want to be good. You want to add all these pieces. You're going to have to pay. And you're seeing it now in the NBA. I mean, Steve Ballmer wouldn't pay Paul George. You wouldn't give them a fourth year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. As Arcan said earlier, they're not winning. So, like, the Warriors paid and kept it together. I know there are more prohibitive taxes now, but...
You think they'd give it all, they'd go back and undo that? Okay, of course they wouldn't.
And here's the thing. You cannot spend into the luxury tax every single year, but you can try to keep key pieces together. There's definitely a way to keep Tatum and Brown. Other pieces is what I think they're going to be peeling off, if I had to guess. Just a complete guess. But, like, if you're going to start moving on from Porzingis and Holiday, they just paid White. You know, that's what I think will happen. I don't think they're going to take an axe to this immediately. I don't think that they're going to be, you know, slashing and burning the Tatum and Jaylen Brown contracts. I don't believe any of that. But, you know, you have to start to wonder. You're Brad Stevens. You're here. You like the role. What happens if you can't do what you want to do anymore? Like I don't know.
Don't
like, does
you put that out?
Okay,
there.
But like, does Brad start getting wandering eyes? Does he start saying, "Oh,
what
like
his wandering eyes look like?"
Ah, gee willikers, Indiana doesn't look so bad. Like, you know, like he starts looking around and going, "Oh, well, I thought we were in it for parades." Like, and so these are just examples of, and it's all guesswork. No one knows anything, but it's all guesswork about what's going on going forward. All I know is that question we had 2 weeks ago that seemed like a foregone conclusion. Will they be a dynasty? Will they repeat? Can they keep this group together? Blown to smithereens. And that would include front office people like Brad Stevens. That would include right down through the roster. And so I think there's a lot that's potentially at stake. 617-779-7937. Your place to jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Your reaction. What do you think it means for the Celtics in the short term? What do you think it means big picture for the Celtics? Does it hurt their chances to repeat? Does it hurt their chances to become a dynasty? Does it hurt their chances to pay Jason Tatum? You can jump in. Also, who do you want to buy this team? It's a dangerous road to go down, but I'll take your suggestions here. We'll get to all your thoughts. And the Bruins, very active today. We'll get to Andrew Raycroft of Nesson. He's going to join us for some perspective on what the Bees did today, mixed in with all your Celtics thoughts right after Trending with Arcan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.